Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio on this gorgeous, sunny South Florida afternoon. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect change, especially, well, I want to say in the lives of women, but truthfully in the lives of everyone, because as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, what I want you to know about this radio show, Nothing But Good News, that in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles you'll hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also a very proud cast member of the movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor, which was just released in December. And again, a very proud member, cast member of the sequel to The Journey, also starring Brian Tracy, which will be released this year. But I have to tell you, we have the most fun show ever. I promise you, you are not going to want to turn off that radio, get out of that car, or walk away from that computer, because we're going to have more fun than you can imagine. But before we get to our guests, I want to read you today's G note. What's a G note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness. And today's G note simply reads, "Dear friend, it is up to us to create a powerful vision or image of what we want things to look like." Exactly. What do we want our lives to look like? Oh, I want to teach you how to do that. If you'd like to get a G note, a little note of inspiration, motivation every single morning, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and sign up for G notes. And I promise you that I will send you some really cool stuff. But I have got the most exciting guests here with me in the studio today. Get your tapping shoes on. Get ready to tap those toes as we welcome amazing musical talent for a special treat here on Nothing But Good News Radio. Oh, many of you know his name, Bobby Rodriguez. Yes, he is right here, and he's truly a Renaissance man. In addition to creating and producing the Florida Renaissance Festival, Bobby is an award-winning actor, musician, singer, event, theatrical producer, director, wow, for more than 30 years. The Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra, an 18-piece big band, is a fixture here in the South Florida music scene in front of thousands. He has acted in TV hits such as Miami Vice, 21 Jump Street, and also on stage in movies, on radio, and TV commercials, a man after my own heart. Not satisfied with limiting his artistic outlets to these performing acts in 1981, Bobby formed Bobby Rodriguez Productions, Inc., a full-service entertainment and event company with a specialization in festivals. And he's brought a special guest. We're going to talk about the guest in a minute, but right now I want to welcome Bobby to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Candy, wow, listening to that, it's like, I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with your bio. I'm like, wow, how fun. How much would we have to talk about? I think we could probably have, I don't know, a 5 or 6 hour show.
At least.
You know what? You really have been a fixture here for a very long time, and you're an incredible talent, and you have an incredible reputation. I have so many questions to ask you, but right off the bat, I want to ask you what it is that you love to do the most.
Oh, that's a hard one.
if people ask me that, I can't answer.
Well, you know, I started my business in 1981, and 30 years of being in business, I love what I do, but I hate business.
You know, hey, do you hear that? Did you hear the giggle under the giggle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guess who's here?
No. I hate the business end of the business.
The business and of running a business.
And I hate the political end of any business. Mm-hmm. what I'm really in love with is the artistic end.
Yeah, you know, you and me.
I love the creative end. Right. I love producing the things that I produce. And, of course, my heart and my passion has always been a performer, and whether acting or singing or whatever, that's where my heart is.
I hear that. And I hear it very well, because I understand, I know there's always the business of running the business, and I know in my own business of what I do, author, speaker, trainer, coach, all the stuff that I do. And the truth is, everything I do comes out of me wanting to share a message that will make a difference for someone. As you heard in my intro, there was a point in time where I was a single parent. Okay, I was a broke, homeless single parent.
Difference.
The big difference, and with no one to turn to, and there was just a lot that I'd learned about life that I decided to apply wholly and fully. And you know what? Son of a gun, this stuff really works. And so I stepped out, you know, about a dozen years ago to step out and teach folks. And so all of the things that I do is a byproduct of or comes out of me wanting to share this message with folks. When I hear you talk about, oh, the business end of the business, but I love to perform, it's the same for me. The business end of the business and marketing and getting folks to know that I'm there and that I have this message to share, and I love that piece. Let me get up in front of folks and let me share my message. I think you can call it performing, but it's performing in a different light. And so I understand exactly what it is that you're saying. And of course, you didn't answer my question. What is it you love to do the most? And I understand. And I understand why. I absolutely understand why. Tell me a little bit about the acting piece, and then we're going to talk about the musical piece.
Well, when I moved down here in 77, I moved down from New York. I was performing in I was co-producing a show at a theater called, actually it was a nightclub called Beethoven's. And we were doing vignettes of different Broadway shows and shows that we wrote. And not coming from a theater background, I didn't know that in theater you usually only do, say, 8 shows a week. We were doing 18 one-hour shows 6 days a week for 3 years. And I got a taste of what theater was about. And so when that gig ended, as all gigs do, I decided to pursue study in acting and in dance and the things that I had no training in, and fell in love with it. So before I knew it, even though it was not my occupation, it was my avocation, I was doing a lot in the way of movies and television and some theater, and I fell in love with acting.
You know, I know, like I said, I love being in front of a crowd and sharing my message. You know, it's one of the reasons I do this radio show, and I continue to do it. And we're going to talk some more about all that great stuff that you do. We're going to head off. Hear that music? That means we're going to head off to commercial break. You're listening to Candy G here with Bobby Rodriguez and special guests. I have several special guests in the house. I'm so excited. Stick around. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, here with the legendary famous, infamous, I don't know, Bobby Rodriguez. Bobby, I'm so happy to have you here. I'm absolutely so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And, I know one of the reasons that I wanted to have you here is because you're doing a huge event this Friday, and we're going to mention it a couple of times this show. You are doing a big band extravaganza. Talk to me and the audience about that.
Well, I was approached by the Prestige Club. It's a wonderful local charity that helps children in need. And they approached me last year to do a concert to help raise money for the charity. And we did our concert in, I believe it was November. And everybody was thrilled with it. And they basically said, would you do it again? I said, absolutely. So we're doing it this Friday. We moved venues. Originally, we did it out in Miramar. And this Friday, we're going to be at the Miniachi Performing Arts Center, which is part of Nova Southeastern University.
And if you've never been there, it is a gorgeous theater. Honestly, it's a really wonderful, wonderful place to be at. So I would encourage you to come out. But pay attention, because we're going to mention this a couple of times. But one of the things is I want to share with folks that you've brought some guests with you today.
Yes.
And so let's share a little bit about, let's talk about one of your guests. Let me see. Let me find her information here. Her name is Julie Dale, and she's 10 years old. And some of her most recent theater performances have been Madeline's Christmas as Madeline and Annie as Annie. And in addition to her theater roles in many charity events, Julia has performed several times with Miami Heat, Florida Marlins, Winterfest, Boat Parade, the Heavyweight Boxing Factory at the Hard Rock, and she also plays guitar and she dances ballet. Wow. How old is she?
She just turned 10.
Wow. Happy birthday. And so, Julia, we're going to let you come on and say hello. And would you like to sing for us today for the Nothing But Good News audience?
Yes.
Okay, so let's move this microphone over here. I'm going to cue up a song for you. Okay? And, all righty, because we're managing all this stuff here. This is so exciting. You better be listening out there. All righty. All right, Julia, which one are we doing?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
We're doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, one of my favorite all-time songs. Okay, let's get you some background music. All right, audience, keep listening.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow skies, that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. I then know I can't. if happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, I can't
Okay, Bobby, I think you're going to have to take over the show because I can't speak at the moment.
Did you like that?
That was, whoa, come on. We're gonna hold off on that one. And I think we're going to get a chance to go back and listen to some more. Julia, that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
How long have you been singing?
Really, ever since I've been 2 years old.
Ever since you've been two?
Yeah.
And do you love to sing?
Oh, yes.
Wow, I can see that. Okay, Bobby, where'd you find her?
Actually, I heard about her first.
Uh-huh.
And Polly Wilkie, who is president of the Prestige Club.
Which we're going to come back to and talk a little bit more about Polly and Prestige and all that great goodness.
She had her singing at one of her events, which I happened to be attending.
Wow.
And I saw this little girl, and I said, wow.
Wow.
I said, I've got to work with this little girl.
Wow, that's incredible. Honestly, you know, Julia, it takes a lot to get me speechless. And it's like, I can't talk right now. It's like, all the questions I usually have in my head, they're gone. You're going to have to take over the radio show for me. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, that'd be cool. No, yeah.
Okay, ask all your questions. Help me out here. You can be a talk show host. Go ahead, ask him a question. I'm serious. Ask him a question. What would you ask him?
Do you like me? No, just joking.
Wow, what a ham.
What a ham.
I'm just kidding.
What I want to do is I want to say hi to somebody very special on the air, though. That's what we want to do. Yes, this is somebody who I really want to say hi to you because she is just as cute and gorgeous and talented as Julia. Want to say hi? Say hi, my name is? Nicole, thank you so much. Nicole is really Julia's manager. You know, when it's a manager, you stay behind the scenes because you're pretty shy, right? How fun. Oh, Bobby, amazing. How much fun do you have with her? Isn't that incredible?
When we did the concert back in November,
I asked
Julia if she would consider singing a song with me, which I had never done before.
Right.
And it was, you remember Chuck Mangione?
Sure.
Okay. It's a beautiful song called Land of Make-Believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally done as a solo, mm-hmm. and I asked her to do it with me as a duet. It's a 9-minute-long jazz tune, which she did with me at the concert, as well as singing one of the songs from Annie.
Wow.
And she knocked him dead.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible. And, you know, to the listening audience, you're getting an opportunity to hear some of Bobby's music because we're going to play it here on the radio show today. It's just absolutely so much fun. I mean, really, absolutely so much fun. But it's amazing to find this kind of talent. And I got to tell you, I'm going to put Mom on the spot here. Yeah, I know. I do this. If you walk in this room, it means you're coming on the air. And so, you know, what has it been like for you? And what was it when? Do you sing?
No, I don't.
First of all, this is Julia's mom, Susie.
Hi.
Hi. And so, when you first started to recognize that she had some real talent, what was that like for you?
It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And I wasn't sure if, you know, if it was just me because I'm her mom or if she was really talented. But as time went on, we discovered she really was talented. So.
And that's it. Yeah. And it's delightful. I mean, delightful to watch and to hear. And you know what's delightful for me is I watch her walk up to the microphone and get ready to sing. And there's a place where, as this gorgeous 10-year-old, beautiful young lady, she takes what she's doing very seriously and very really cares about what she's doing. So that's exciting to watch. Bobby, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
And you've seen it so many times.
Not enough.
Oh, my goodness. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make sure everybody knows about you. Is that good? What do you think? We should make sure everybody knows about you. Let's talk quickly. Let's go back. Before we go, we got a couple minutes before break. Let's talk quickly about Prestige Club. Because I will tell you, the founder of Prestige, Polly Wilkie, is without a doubt one of the finest people walking the planet today. I mean, she's extraordinary. And what she's done in her 50 years of philanthropy. 50 years, you know. It's really, really, really incredible. And what do you know about the background of the Prestige Club? Do you know a lot about it? I know some of the things that they do, but I'm not as well, educated. But what I do know is the intention behind what Polly does really does make a difference. I know she's got a big Thanksgiving dinner she does. She feeds 4,000 folks.
Well, we have a picnic every year in November.
Right, when, okay.
And I don't say we, she. I'm just one of hundreds of people who helps her out.
Right.
And I think this last Thanksgiving, November, we fed over 4,000 kids and their families.
That's what I heard. Wow. And then I understand even beyond November, then comes to December, Toys for Underprivileged Children. Mm-hmm. Did I hear 5,000 children received
yes,
toys last year?
That's true.
Year?
Right.
I have to tell you, if you're listening, I want you to find a way to get involved in Prestige, send Prestige money. Send them money. Come out to the big band concert. Buy a ticket. Have an incredible evening with Bobby. And is Julia going to be singing with you?
Yes, she is.
See, there you go. Look at what you're going to get when you come out. And if you're lucky, you might get to meet Julia's manager, Nicole. You know, look at that smile. Oh, I love little girls. You hear that sound? That means we're heading off to commercial break. I promised you so much fun today. Wasn't I right? Hey, we're going to be right back in 2 minutes, and you're going to hear some music from Bobby Rodriguez himself. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Candy G. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio with Candy G. Hey, did you hear Les Brown there? I am telling you, he is phenomenal, and he is one of, without a doubt, the greatest speakers I know. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Les Brown. He is a grand friend and a mentor, and you will have the opportunity this month on May 21st at 7 o'clock to come out and join the legendary motivational speaker himself, Mr. Les Brown. You're invited to join us for an evening of motivation and inspiration featuring Les Brown and friends. Oh, yes, I am the and friends part. I will join Mr. Les Brown on stage at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport Hotel. And I will tell you, he's not doing a lot of public events. He is such a busy, phenomenal man. But I will tell you, this evening will be amazing. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to, I'll tell you exactly where to get tickets. Hold on. It should be right here somewhere, nice and easy. Arise by VNP. AriseByVNP.com or call 954-724-0900. Like always, you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. And please come out May 21st and please join me on the phenomenal, phenomenal Les Brown. Now what we want to do is we want to hear some music from Bobby Rodriguez himself. Right now, what we're going to hear is Let the Good Times Roll.
let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. You want to have a ball, you got to spend some cash. And let the good times roll. Let them roll, let them roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Hey, y'all, tell everybody Bobby's in town. Got a dollar and a quarter and I'm ran a clown. I don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Better get together, let the good times roll. No matter whether rain or weather, birds of a feather gotta stick together. So get yourself under control. Get yourself under control. Go out and get together, let the good times roll. Together, let the good times roll, roll. No matter whether it's rain, whether birds of a feather gotta stick together. So get yourself under control, go out and get together, and let the good times roll. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Now, Bobby, that's just fun.
That is a fun tune. Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you, there's so much music today that isn't fun, you know? I mean, really, you know, but that is just fun. I guess, is this the kind of thing you're going to be doing on Friday at your event?
Yes, ma'am.
That's exciting. And so you've got, how big is your band?
18 pieces.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. Do you do the vocals or you have other vocalists as well?
Well, I normally do all the vocals with the band, but Friday night, I'll have several guests, including Julia, that will be singing with the band.
Wow, so exciting. Oh, this is fun. You so need to be out there, Mariachi Theater, and we're going to make sure that you know exactly where that is and what's going on before the end of this show. Just keep listening. So it also says that you are a full-service entertainment and event company, and you specialize in festivals. What exactly does that mean, full-service entertainment and
event company? Well, we're basically an event company. And we do anything from a, you know, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a funeral, to a major event, a major corporate or social event.
So if all right, so when my next movie comes out in December, and I want to do a big movie premiere here in January, you would be the
absolutely.
Guess who's going to be talking after the show? That's exciting and fun. And do you do private parties or
sure.
No matter how big and no matter how small?
Yes.
How very fun is this? Now, it says you have a special emphasis on festivals. Why festivals?
Well, it was just kind of a metamorphosis that, you know, when I started my business 30 years ago, it was really more as a booking agent. I was booking probably more jazz musicians in this town than anybody else, and it moved from jazz to pop to rock to what have you, and then private parties, and one thing just kind of snowballed into another, and I started getting involved as a performer and as booking entertainers as well into festivals, music festivals, and then I started producing themed festivals. I did an Italian festival, two Japanese festivals, Hispanic festival, I mean, you name it. And then the big surprise was when I produced the Florida Renaissance Festival 20 years ago, and it has just grown into a monster.
As it has quite the reputation. You know, there was something that you did. I can't remember what it was this year, but I remember getting an email on it. But I guess it was a special day for wenches or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's so funny because I kept getting these emails from folks I knew saying, we should go out for this day. And I'm going, what is that saying? I don't know.
Was bodacious bodices.
That's what it was. That's what it was. I remember now. I remember well how very, 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 very fun. You know, you've done so many great things, and I know you love all the things that you do, and one thing keeps growing on another, and I can see that you're a very creative person. You get an idea, and the ideas just kind of click and grow. Let's talk a little bit about your extraordinary success. What do you owe that to?
Luck.
You think so? Do you think you've made your own luck because you've been persistently hardworking
I think
never giving up?
I think you hit the nail on the head with the word persistence. There have been many times in my career that I just wanted to, you know what, the heck with this. Let me get a 9-to-5 job. I don't need this headache. You know, I've said that many times, but I persevered, you know. And my brother said it best when he sent me a card after a very difficult period in my life. And he said, between the confrontation between the rock and the stream, the stream always wins, not because of strength, but because of perseverance. And that's my motto.
Wow, I love that. That's going to be one of my G notes one day. I'll give you credit. It's okay. What a great way to put it. So kudos to your brother. You know, a great way to put it. But here's what I know about most people that are successful, and I take a look at my own life as well, and understanding what it takes to consistently put one foot in front of the other, and then it's not just about surviving, but it's about, there's this thing that's burning in my heart that I want to create, and what is that thing that makes somebody just consistently put one foot in front of the other, especially in those days when it's not working and you want to give up? What is that thing, do you think?
I don't know, but I think part of it is taking that step in the dark. You know, not knowing what's in front of you, and that's all part of the growing process. You can't grow if you don't take risks.
I think what you're saying is true, and I guess my belief has always been that it's really those folks that risk, those are the ones that have real freedom, because it's in the risk where you step out in the dark and you say, I have faith and I have belief in what I'm doing. I have belief in me. Okay, maybe the belief isn't big enough today, but somewhere there's a little spark of belief saying that this could work, maybe, if I give it a try.
Sure.
And then you step out and you give it a go, and then maybe it looks like you're a little closer, and then still kind of scary out there, but let's just go ahead and do it. And then you turn around a couple of times, and you're 30 years down the road, and you're doing extraordinary things.
And you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, taking that step, if you fall, you fall, but eventually you have to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and keep going. You can't stay down. That's what separates the boys from the men.
I hear you. You know what? And such good stuff. And I know I ask you of all the stuff you're doing, what do you love the most? But I'm not going to ask you that question again. But what I am going to ask you is what do you want to create from here? What is it that you see now? Like, what is it you've got going on that you say, wow, I've got this thing that I want to do, and this is going to be amazing and fun? Or is there anything that you can't let out of the bag now?
No, I think, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I'd like to do a little bit more for me. Mm-hmm. For me would be a little bit more singing I've been really pushing hard with my orchestra in the last 2 years. I've built probably the best rehearsal space in Broward County. We've got five or six orchestras that rehearse there regularly. And because of that, my band has been rehearsing for the first time in many years regularly. And it makes all the difference in the world. And just singing, I am so blessed to be able to sing in front of an 18-piece band, you know. And so I want to continue doing that, and I want to do more of it. And I also want to get back into doing some acting, because I really set that aside because of my business career. And I want to get back into a little bit more acting as well because I miss it.
Yeah, I love being in front of the camera, and I love being in front of the microphone. One of the things that I've always loved, I tell this story a lot, is that I love to sing. Just so you know, I love to sing. Problem is, when I would open my mouth, my family would leave the room. And so I used to tell folks that I was blessed with a voice to speak, but not a voice to sing. And then I went, wow, the more I say that, the more I convince myself internally that I can't do it. It's like self-fulfilling prophecy. Like I'm teaching myself that what I'm saying is that I can't do. So I thought, wow, I can sing if I really want to. And so I decided to get myself a voice coach. So I set out and I got myself a voice coach.
Really?
And I started practicing. And I will tell you, I found out that it wasn't that I didn't have a voice. It was that I didn't know what to do with my voice. And I will actually tell you, at one of my live events, I sang a Whitney Houston song a cappella.
Ooh, now that's a challenge.
I nailed some notes. And I massacred many. But I will tell you, the entire room was in tears. No, I am not going to sing for you today. Because I
what
also
are you doing Friday night?
I also found out that my voice is not an instrument if I don't practice, and that you have to have the commitment to set out to do that. And so I've just been so busy with the other things. But one day, I think maybe I'd like to dip back into that realm maybe and take you up on
All right.
that potential offer.
All right.
And say, we've got Candy G in the house, and she's going to be behind the microphone. And I promise I'll practice. But I love to sing. And I am singing all the time. I think there's absolute magic in music. And it is the emotional piece for folks.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for me, what I do is I teach folks about the extraordinary power of the ability that we have to create. And where does creation come from? And I've studied thought transformation for 3+ decades. And I understand it. I understand it. We're not going to talk about this show, but we talk about this a lot. You hear that music? That means we're going to go to another commercial break. But what I do know is in the process that I have and I teach folks is that music can be a very, very, very big piece of helping folks create some of the things they want. So you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with Bobby Rodriguez and special guests. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Hey, right out of my office, we have an extraordinary announcement. It is the biggest announcement ever coming out of Candy G Enterprises and my team. It is so big, it is so huge, that I'm not going to make it today. Now, I have to tell you, we have been working on a top secret project that will absolutely change the lives of anybody that taps into it. Our launch date is June 17th. You're going to hear more. But just keep listening because it's so huge. That's all I'm going to say. And with that, now that I've wet your whistle, what I want you to do is I want you to listen to this next song. This is a song by Bobby Rodriguez and his orchestra called The Chicken. You know, Bobby, awesome. So much fun. What a great, how exciting to work with this band.
Oh, I'm blessed.
How long have you been together?
Since 1978.
The same 18 pieces?
Well, not all 18.
Most.
I'd say at this point, maybe five or six of the guys have been with me for well over 25 years.
And exciting. Where do you play?
Well, excuse me, in season we normally do a lot of corporate events, black tie balls and conventions and things like that. And then in the off months, in the summer months, we try and do a lot of outdoor concerts. As a matter of fact, in November we'll be doing the Sunday Jazz Brunch along the New River. We'll do an outdoor concert there. And hopefully this summer we'll be doing a Starlight musical, which is at Holiday Park in Fort Lauderdale, another concert. So we try and keep busy. It's pretty tough booking an 18-piece band.
You know, I hear you, but you know what? It's great, and you've got some really good stuff going on. We just got an email from a listening guest in Tunisia, Kamel, and he says, a big shout-out to you, Bobby, hello, from Tunisia.
Wow. I've been to Tunisia.
Have you really?
Yes.
Wow, incredible. Very exciting and very fun. We're going to talk about some of your other events. Tell us a little bit about let's talk about some of your other events now. We can back after next break. I think we're going to have Julia sing another song.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us about some of your other events you have coming up.
Well, some of the new ventures coming up. We just worked something out with the Seminole Hard Rock, and I'm going to be doing festivals at the Hard Rock. And so in October, I'm moving a festival which is in its 22nd year called Viva Broward. It's the first Hispanic festival in Broward County, and we're taking it to the Hard Rock, and that'll be October 15th and 16th.
Very fun.
And then I've been searching for a new home for the Cajun Zydeco Festival for the last 4 years, and again, I'm moving that in November, 11-11-11, November 11th,
wow. 12th. Wow, that's a big date. You know, there's a lot of stuff going to be going on.
Yes,
that day.
And we're going to be moving the Cajun Zydeco Festival to the Hard Rock as well for 3 days.
Wow, very exciting.
New Orleans, for those who don't know Cajun and Zydeco, it's the Creole the white Creole and the black Creole music from Louisiana.
Does that mean a lot of good food, too?
Oh, my God. The food is unbelievable. If you love crawfish and
spicy.
Gumbo and,
spicy,
you
yeah.
know, all that kind of food. Yeah, there's lots of food, lots of dancing, and lots of good music. It's a really a great party atmosphere.
You know what? And I think a lot of folks need to just, you know, stop working so hard, get out and plug into some of these amazing events and come on out and just have a really, really, really good time.
Sure.
You know, I talked to a lot of people today. Everybody I talked to, they're just tired. Tired, you know? Folks are just working hard and they're busy. It's and this is a great way to unplug and just do something that's kind of fun, freewheeling, and very, very, very happy.
Well, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about certain special events and certain festivals and how some of them are still doing well in spite of the poor economy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it boils down to, just like the movie industry, it's an escape. People mm-hmm. need to loosen their tie, and they need an escape from the humdrum of every day and the pressures of every day. And that's why, you know, a lot of the festivals are doing well, the Renaissance Festival and the Cajun Festival and all the rest of them.
People just want a place to go to just
absolutely.
Get away and have
yep.
a little bit of fun and enjoy themselves. That's awesome. What else do you have going on?
I'm hoping I'm going to be doing some things with Julia down the road. And
I honestly wish we had a camera here, because just to see the face and the expression, you know, that's the one thing you miss with the radio, but something to look forward to down the road. So you'll be doing some things with Julia.
Yeah, we just signed her up with a bunch of agents and stuff, and want to see if, you know, we can land her on Broadway.
Hey, I think that's a great thing, a great thing. I know she's doing some things now, right? Is she involved in something musically? Oh, come here, come. All right, little sweet one. What are you doing here? You can come use my. You can come over here. You can share my microphone. How's that? So what are you doing in relationship to theater right now?
Well, I have been in Cirque Dreams Broadway with Neil Goldberg, actually being the director. Very cool. He's a very creative person, and it was just really fun working with him.
Joe, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Look at the face. Okay. All right. So what's going to happen is, if you stick around, you're going to have an opportunity to hear some more music from Bobby Rodriguez and another live performance from Julia Dale. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
We always know the really great shows. They go by in the blink of an eye, don't they? This is the last segment of the day. And what you're going to do is you're going to hear some more Bobby Rodriguez music. Before we do that, I just want to remind you that if you text Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, to the number 70,000, 70,000, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, to 70,000, you'll get a little text reminder on your cell phone twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, 15 minutes before Nothing But Good News starts. That way you never miss a fabulous show. Right now, what we're going to hear from Bobby Rodriguez is the Jazz Police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is just way too much fun. Love it. Exciting, exciting, exciting. How long are you going to be playing? Is the band going to be playing at this event on Friday?
We're going to go probably about 12 hours or more.
12 hours. I'm telling you, get your tickets now.
Well, we're going to start at 7:45. And we'll probably do 2.5 hours.
Okay, exciting. And I will tell you, that's at the Miniashi Theater on Nova's campus. And what's the best way for folks to get tickets?
Online, the Miniashi Theater. I don't have the website off the top of my head, but Google Miniashi Performing Arts Center, and you can get tickets there. There's also a cocktail reception that starts at 6:30 for an extra $10, which is quite a value for wine and whatever else they're serving with them.
And if you go to my Facebook page, Candy G, and what you can do is we actually have an announcement for this event up there. If you're on the G Notes list, you're going to get an announcement tomorrow, and there'll be links that you can go to right off of there. Or you can always email me, like always, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, and I will make sure that you get all of the information. Well, we've got a few minutes before the show ends. Do you think we should have Julia sing another song?
I think so.
I think we can twist her arm. Do you hear her in the background? Ow, ow, I'll do it. I'll do it. I love little girl giggles. All righty, Julia, what are you singing now?
When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, this is a perfect song. Let's go ahead and make sure I have this queued up right. So let's see what we got here. Just hold on with me. There we go.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference. Come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of a secret. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream.
This is the sound of Candy G not talking. I'm Will you come back and sing for me another time?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. We'll just stop, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I really do think you're going to have to help me finish the show. Amazing. You love this, right?
Because every time
you watch people's reaction to her and to be able to see somebody with this incredible talent loving what she does, it's just extraordinary.
I have to tell you, I brought her to the Hard Rock a few months ago, actually several times. Every time she goes for the opening, not the opening, but during the boxing matches, she goes to the center of the ring, and the people go crazy by the middle of the song. They're in awe of this little girl.
Yeah, that's awesome. And a little girl who's going to grow into a big girl with an even bigger, more amazing voice. Very fun. Hey, do you hear the sound of that? I cannot believe this hour's over. Bobby, it has been a delight.
Candy, it's been my pleasure.
To have you here. Julia, Nicole, and Mom, oh, my goodness. I so appreciate all of you. Listen, you've been listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We've got a lot of really great stuff coming up, but get out this Friday to see Bobby and Julia do it, the Mariachi Theater. In the meantime, this is Candy G with Nothing But Good News Radio, and you know what I want you to do? Just go on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.
Bye.